What the fuck, Rashad?
Okay. So I am not gonna swipe. Just gonna leave it like that. Oh, you know what I didn't do, y'all? I don't think I heard this to MT. I have to come back in the house. Gonna get started. Turn the music down. Fuck. Good morning, stereo. Live from Maryland. Trying a different way of formatting the title. Maybe it's more attractive this way. Cold as butt cheeks in Maryland. So cold, I'm gonna talk about it. But first, we warm up as usual. My dumb ass did not get coffee when I was at the store yesterday. And now I don't have any coffee. We on the hot tea tip. But you can just tell that something's wrong with that. When I'm walking back in the house, my dumbass didn't stir it. I don't really have much faith in this thing waking me up like coffee would when I take my sips and gulps, but I'm gonna go ahead and do it, and y'all gonna do it with me on this hump day, Wu-Tang Wednesday. What is it? Yeah, October 19th. Shout out to my guy Paulie, I know it's your birthday out there, homie, wherever you are in the world. Happy birthday to you and all the Libra people. Y'all season is coming to an end pretty soon, but y'all don't even be tripping off it like that. If I had to say one thing that I feel is entirely accurate about Libra, whether they're male or female, they're just like cool acting for the most part. Hold on, put on. Well, I'm not gonna put on. So when I say they're cool acting, it's like I don't really know a lot of Libras that are extra. They're just like, I mean, their sign is a scale for balance. And I mean, I don't know. Shout out to them, because I think they do kind of embody that, how they hang and they portray themselves and they carry themselves. Not to say that they can't get excited or animated, but when I think of Virgo, when I think of Libra people that I know closely, they be chilling. Now, I'll tell you one Libra that gets crazy excited, but he's kind of calm in demeanor. And we're not going to start talking about him before everybody bites off my head, but Eminem.
Slim Shady.
Alright, so I'm going to get in the whip with y'all. I'm going to get some gas together and run it late like that. Yeah, it's like, it's one of those mornings. One of those Wu-Tang Wednesdays, nonetheless. I got my Wu-Tang ski mask on. And I got my fucking hoodie. And I'm gonna warm up because this is the coldest morning we've had all fall. They prepared it for us. I mean, it's not that bad. I mean, but it's warming up slowly. It was like 34 when we woke up. And well, I put weed strain on there for a couple reasons. We're gonna make our own bud strain. So yeah, shout out to that idea that we're gonna move forward with in a second. But let me open the screen up. I'm not even looking at phone. All right. Shout out to y'all, Larotti, HFS, Junebug, and Miss Smitty. Looks like Gigi just floated in too. Those are my stereo compadres, amigas, amigos, my peoples, my radios. Y'all already know, though. And so all y'all people in the podcast universe, good morning to you as well, or whatever time it is when you hear this. But it is early in the AM, and I'm talking to these folks on the stereo app, but I strongly recommend you to get... Let me get my motherfucking headphones and we'll get the show started. Music sounds dumb loud when you don't have your headphones in. I ain't gonna lie. Forgive me though, y'all. Anybody that's new, that's peeking in and the algorithm didn't show you to me. A lot of times when I look at the show later on, I see all these people that I don't remember ever saying hello to. So I just want to make sure that they understand that that's not intentional. One moment. So I'm out this joint. It's all thrown off, but we're going to do it regardless. Not every morning is going to make it right. I think I need to change this music or something because it's so loud. And I've turned the volume down. I don't want to be screaming on y'all. Let me put it on something calm and serene to get me in this focusing thing right here, man. I don't have my coffee. I haven't had this damn Think Coffee in a minute. That's what we call that Mushroom Lion's Mane shit. It's called Think Coffee. And I'm on some tea shit right now. I'm on some tea, need to get gas, need to talk to y'all about Wu-Tang and weed and fuck. And my headphones is tangled. So, like, I couldn't be more ill-prepared. But I love to see that y'all are here anyway, waiting for me patiently, Sister Crystal, my fucking annoying mercenary. Now, I thought about another week of putting up the Wu-Tang name generator, right? Because it's so fun, right? But a lot of us come here often. And we already know their names, and I don't want to play that out and as far as that goes. But if you know, you know. Y'all can go back into the catalogs and look and listen to the Wu-Tang Wednesdays in the past where we all generated Wu-Tang names. Like, I'm the Thunderous Magician, and others are other names and such. But today, it's not as fun as the Wu-Tang name generator. I'm not going to hold y'all. Because if you don't smoke bud, you probably have no interest in this shit. But I was thinking in my head, like, well, maybe there's a weed name generator. And there seems to be several. Okay? There's several of them. I found one that looks easy enough to do. The only problem is the Wu-Tang name generator was, in my opinion, more fun. Because you put your name in that joint. You'd be like, oh, okay, my name's Horny for Serotonin. But that shit comes up too, right? But, this tea I made ain't that damn bad, though. Hold up now. I need that shit, y'all. It's not coffee, but it's hot, and it's warming me up. You know, before we get started with the weed names and shit, shout out to all my smokers out there that are, like, real deal smokers, like, that wake and bake. If you don't wake and bake, but you blow tree every now and then, you know what I'm saying? That's cool. Like, that's actually probably more cool. It's more casual. At times, I'll be wondering if my baby can't stand the fact that I'm a wake and baker. You know what I'm saying? But let's try this music out one more time because I can't hear a goddamn thing now. Got my headphones in and shit. All right. Back up in this piece. Now I can hear. Now I can flow. But for those that know, especially us on the East Coast, anywhere where the weather gets quote unquote brick cold, I'm starting to, at my age right now, think that the wake and bake is like a fucking waste. When you go out into the cold, y'all, I don't care what nobody say. I challenge, hit up Snoop Dogg, hit up Redman. Who else blow Big Tree that's a celebrity? Wiz Khalifa. Currency. Call them up. Who on this app? Super High Man. Where's Super High Man at? Matter of fact, I ain't even share this shit. No, I've named nothing. Let me go ahead and tweet this joint. We starting it up right now. I know it was a little slow startup, but I got my headphones in. It's almost like it don't start, y'all, until I got my headphones in. And then I know y'all hearing me clearly. I hear the shit clearer. But the funny thing about that is I'm all the way at the motherfucking corner where the gas is 365 already. So y'all know I'm behind schedule, but nonetheless, we on this thing. We rocking on a hump day, Wu-Tang Wednesday, Weed Strain Wednesday. What's y'all favorite weed strain? What's y'all weed strain name? Well, I was about to get to the point of asking all these stoners out there on stereo, even stoners out there in the podcast world or hip-hop world like Snoop and Nori for Drink Champs. Shit, that's my nigga still. I've been arguing since my adolescence that it's pointless to get blazed outside in the freezing cold. Right? Sometimes you didn't have no choice. Sometimes it's like, where are we going to smoke? Oh, we got to smoke outside. It's cold as shit out there. Well, she don't let us smoke in the house, bro. Those situations, man, that's when you get older, you just don't, that doesn't happen as much, right? Because you can afford to have a space where you can smoke inside warm and comfortable, right? Yo, the cold rips away your high. That's the point that I'm trying to get to. Because I got some pressure. And, you know, maybe it's still fucking doing what it would do. But what I generally tend to think is that your body sensing that it's cold is more, what's the word I'm looking for? Is more distinct and powerful than anything. Except for being drunk. That's why drunk is dangerous, man. It could be cold as fuck and your dumb drunk ass out there thinking it ain't even that bad. Catching pneumonia, COVID, all types of drunken incidents. Y'all gonna have to bear with a brother, man, on this hump day. I have not gotten gas. I did not get coffee. So I'm drinking tea, waking up slowly, back up off me. Y'all don't know me. Don't talk to me unless you talk to me softly. I'm just playing. Let's see what y'all saying. It's Good Morning Stereo, live from Maryland.
Hey, everybody. Hey. Hey there, Rashad Radio. And hey, everybody in the listeners. This is Sister Crystal, a.k.a. Annoying Mercenary, a.k.a. Yeah. Crystal Sheedy Express. That's the name they gave me. I am not a smoker, but no. I just wanted to put my name in there, and that's what came out. So, yay. And, yeah, the Wu-Tang name generator was a lot more fun. But this is fun, right. Too. This is cute.
Right.
Also, I get to see the different strands. And my strand has cheese in it. So, if you don't like cheese, yum, yum, yum.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to save it. Because that was an interesting strand. And, yeah, it's more fun when it feels personalized to your name or whatever, some type of mathematics that are yours. Bear with me if there's any sound that y'all are like, what is that? It's your boy getting gas.
Rashad Radio, what it do? Greetings to the room. Shout out to everybody in here. And happy Wednesday. Wu-Tang Wednesday. Weed Wednesday. Yeah, y'all talking about that. I mean, well, something. You know, shout out to those who know. Well, shout out to y'all from the Green Mountain State of Vermont. And in the Green Mountain State, they just recently, started opening up the local dispensaries due to the legalization of the recreational use of weed up here. So, shout out to that. Is it the same in everybody's state? Well, is everybody getting knowledge about, like, the 420 vibes? Or is it just, you know, the devil's lettuce? Hey, I'm still listening. Keep it going.
Yeah, I'm curious to know. I'm pretty sure the South is still slow to progress when it comes to, like, marijuana laws and shit like that. But it's good to see some type of change happening. I feel like everybody that's in jail nationwide, whether they sold pounds or they were selling fucking ounces or they were selling keys, if it was weed, man, it's freedom, niggas, man. What the fuck? How the fuck are we going to have a whole industry just, like, running rampant, you know what I mean, with young white boys probably, like, don't even understand systemic racism and the fucking, you know, justice system being injustice. They don't really get it all because they're too busy getting rich. They're like, what, dude? This is awesome. I mean, it's time, man. Everybody needs to get a fucking fair shake of that. All right, y'all. So, I feel like it's just my imagination. I'm about to tell y'all a fun fact about me. Get my ass in the fucking car. Y'all like a germaphobe, y'all. Because I don't know if it's just my hand or my imagination. But that gas handle, man, it's the nastiest shit in the world, ain't it? Alright, let's keep it moving, y'all. I got gas in the car. Got a little bit of hot fluid in my cup. My traveler's cup. It's a fucking Wu-Tang Wednesday. If you remember your Wu-Tang name, feel free to shout it out. I don't have that generator up today. We got the Kush naming joint. Like, if you don't smoke, maybe if you generated a weed name, it'll I don't know, inspire you to blow. Because you know it's crazy? I'm that type of bud. I'm that type of bud smoker and that type of friend, that type of citizen in this land that would encounter you and have no doctor degree in any type of shit. But if you was on some shit that looked like you needed some relaxation, some meditation, I would probably say you need to blow some Trio. I probably would. I'm the guy that's going to prescribe you to get smacked way before I prescribe you to go drink. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think everybody should drink, but I think a lot of people can blow trees.
What up, what up, what up? Good morning, Junebug in the house. How's it going, everybody? Hope everybody's got a blessed morning. How's it going, Rashad? I hope you have a great day. Let's go get this bag. Today is an important day. Got about 6 meetings to attend to, so I'm gonna stay indoors all day today, so it's not a biggie. Just make sure I stay, you know, stay visual, stay awake, in other words. And I can't wake and bake. I can't do any of that stuff. I get drug tested every couple of days. No, not every couple of days. Every week, probably. So, yeah, man. I can't wait till I retire, though. Hell yeah.
That's some bullshit. So, like, what the fuck good is it for weed to be legal if motherfuckers still be getting drug tested? Stop drug testing my guy. But here's a funny thing about that, right? Because my mom used to say that shit to me, right? When I used to be getting in trouble with weed. And I was like a stubborn motherfucker, man. Can y'all imagine my no daddy having ass, single mama raised? My granddad tried his best. Yo, I was blowing tree, getting in trouble, right? But I used to be a smart ass and tell my mom, like, yo ass could use some of this shit. And you know what's so funny is, like, a few times that shit looked like it kind of worked on her, right? Where she was, like, offended because she kind of, like, chucked it up to me saying that she was lame or, like, that she wasn't cool enough to smoke or something like that. And she was like, I get drug tested or something like that. Shout out to my mama, man. But yeah, she don't really blow and I don't think she can do it. I don't think it's for her, actually. But they should not be drug testing people for weed, at least. The test in 2022 going forward, the test should be like, you better have some in there. Nigga, where your cannabis levels are low, Rashad. It looks like you need some more Kush. Looks like you need some more of that annoying mercenary strain. Cause, like, what the fuck is this, man? This shit is crazy, huh? You get hurt, they'll prescribe you some shit that'll help you out, but that shit damn near heroin. I mean, maybe I'm slicing it, but I don't know, man. I'm sorry, Junebug. Well, the point I was trying to get to, I don't think I did get to it, is the damn cold, man. The cold rips out the smackness. I don't give a damn. Like, all right, I'm not as cold as I was when I first started the show. I'm looking at myself in the mirror. I recognize that guy, but like, do I feel? I don't know. Feel like I'm a guy who just survived the cold.
Wake the fuck up, Rashad. Hey, Rashad. How you doing? Good morning, y'all. Shout out to everybody in the room.
Yo, hold on.
Wake the fuck up, Rashad. Hey, Rashad. How you doing? Good morning, y'all. Shout out to everybody in the room.
I'm woke. I'm trying to play Chopmaster's message. Sorry. Hey. Wake up with me. Wake up with me. I don't got no problems in my fucking kidneys. I be smoking weed, smoking like a chimney. Wake up with me. And I ain't like Bobby or Whitney, but I be smoking on the sticky. Yeah. And I smoke on that good. Yeah. All right, we waking up now. Goddamn, my nigga. That shit was loud too, but I needed it. Yo, this is one thing too, like, as I go ahead and give some props to Stereo. This recording that you're listening to is coming from the Stereo app. My listeners, they know how we gets down. They appropriately leave messages when they want, corresponding to the content that I'm delivering. And you need to get the goddamn app, all right? Because when Stereo first came out, y'all, I used to love the randomness of the messages. Like, you don't know that that's going to do that. Like, I really do wish there was a way I could turn off my transcripts. People like Mo Camps and Spectacular just read my messages and don't even play my shit. You know that? Do you know this? Oh, there she go right there too. M Spectacular. BK Spectacular. How you doing? Where's TBS with the damn fantasy football report? We need that. But if you want to come and give me some feedback about how you're enjoying your league and how your morning's going on this Wu-Tang Wednesday or whatever your weed name was, feel free to do that. I'm all inclusive, even if my opponents in my fantasy football league or in the audience, I still talk to them. I'll be nice. So let's do another hello to everybody before I play these messages. Miss Smitty always coming through saying what's up from California. IA. Shout out to you. Know you're cool with the THC. What was your weed name? And you can just hit generate new, or what's this shit say? Hold on. It says when you touch the button, a new strain. Because it always starts off OG Manitoba cookies. Now I'm Strawberry Doppler Blueberry Auto. Now I think I'll get a new strain. Burmese Elephant Cough. Yeah, see, like, I mean, it's funny, I guess. It's cool. It's cute. I'll be that. I'm the Burmese Elephant Cough Bud, okay? But tell me what your weed name
good
is,
morning,
Lala.
Good morning. It's Lala, live from Chile, Howard County, Maryland.
Right, it's chilly out here.
The weed generator gave me Frosty Tropical Caviar. I mean, I don't really smoke or...
Would you smoke that?
I haven't done very much in that realm of weed in any way, shape, or form. Don't really have an interest or a need at this point. So,
no.
To each and everyone who does, enjoy. Yeah. And if you'd like to go get some tropical, frosty tropical caviar, today's the day. I hear it's really a good strain.
Yeah, she's giving it out because she don't even cherish the fact that she's got some potent frosty caviar unk. That's what we call that shit unk. You know?
Good morning, Rashad, live from Charlotte. I'm with it. It should definitely be like a weed competency test or something. Like, what's your favorite strands? How often do you smoke? Do you promise to always have it on hand? You know, shit like that.
Do you know how to roll in case of emergency? A lot of y'all looking away right now, acting like you ain't hearing me. Do you know how to roll in case of emergency? My niggas. Shout out to those that have been blowing tree all their life. Still can't really roll a good J. Got the fuck boy coming out the motherfucking pocket. Like, what the fuck is that, my nigga? Isabella, I know you as police, so you probably gonna say, I don't smoke. Uh-oh. Oh.
Paradise laws breaking down, listen to slaw, cold blood, human bondage surrounded. Windows left wide open, broken, shattered glass by the beast. I pass and now I'm falling, shivering. The seven deadly sins are killing me. No probable cause, discreetly, I'm lost with malicious scriptures. Black and white pictures slowly grin with sin.
Hey, bars coming through. Hey, you know that's cool too. I ain't never gonna be mad at that with the Wu-Tang beast. Y'all don't know, man. Isabella got strong hip-hop DNA. Like, I feel like the music that I'm playing from stereo is interfering with that shit. I might run that joint back. Man. Hold up, y'all. Hold up. She got another message. Come through, leave a message. Let me know what your weed name is. We waking up on this Wu-Tang Wednesday hump day. You don't even got a blow tree. Like, Lala don't even blow tree, but she named
for
her
the
shit
most part,
Frosty
I don't do
something.
It because I'm usually pretty cool and haven't had a need yet. But I've met my share of people who I think could use some.
Well, I mean, like, need, and it's such a funny word, right? Like, I don't know if motherfuckers these days, I feel like that whole medical marijuana phase, like, the legalization of it is one thing, but, like, the first, like, stab at it, right, was the medical marijuana. And I ain't gonna lie, man, as a youngin', I thought that that shit was bullshit. Right? I just thought that that was, and I might kind of still today have some questions about it, right? But, like, the point that I'm trying to get at is I don't know if motherfuckers really are blowing, like, because they need. It's more so because they like. It's kind of like, do I need the coffee that I'm clearly doing this show right now without? I don't have the coffee, right? But I'm still able to do it. I would have loved to be talking and sipping my motherfucking mocha coffee right now, right? But I ain't got it. So I like, we always use this word need. Some people might need it, right? For like pain, for sleep, for stomach shit. You know what I mean? There is medical issues that I've seen on documentaries that are even like children with like seizures and shit. No, they're not giving the kids bong hits. They like drop THC droplets in their eye, I think, or in their mouth. And it calms them down. There's definitely medicinal. Why wouldn't there be? It's a plant. I'm sure we could find a lot of properties in a whole bunch of different plants. The fact that mushrooms is being more downplayed now and introduced in some microdosing fashion to the point that my baby was watching some shit about it. You know, when your woman is watching some shit about mushrooms and like tripping balls, yo, you're like, yo, what the fuck? Shout out to everybody out there that knows what I mean when I say tripping balls. You know I got white friends growing up here in the suburbs of Maryland when you say tripping balls. Let me get to the messages because I got love for all the brown, white, yellow, don't matter, Jewish, Asian, atheists. Don't let my content confuse you. That's why I didn't stay stuck on that shit from yesterday. Can't do that. Don't want to ever have y'all be like, man, I don't know about this guy. He said something I'm not so sure about. Isabella coming back with the rhymes. Yo, if you want to get in line, yo, subscribe now. Okay, yeah. Wu-Tang Wednesday. Isabella.
Awaken in the morning by homicide. Streets are watching me. It's just another drive-by. Never traumatized. Images and never color vibes. With these nine lives, it's the same story. Dante's purgatory, slain children. Glory, hallelujah. And seven deadly sins are getting to ya. Wu-Tang Wednesday. I'm ready.
Hey, did y'all know she was going to do that? Who knew you... I did not know you was going to do that.
What's up? What's up, Rashad? I love that Raekwon criminology beat. It's one of my favorites.
Facts.
So, yeah.
Criminology.
What the criminology is going on today. What's going on, everyone? It's Isabella Leona, the lioness, a.k.a. Dr. Poetry. I hope my little instrumental Raekwon song is a little clear for you guys.
It's good.
All right, y'all.
It's good.
I'm listening. Happy Wednesday. The Wu-Tang is in the house.
Ooh. Yeah, right on time. It sounds beautiful. It sounds great.
I'm not
just
a weed smoker.
Oh, I know.
I believe that if it's illegal in a state, then, you know, do the right thing. But if you smoke weed and it's legal in your place, smoke it up, I guess, because it's legal in your place. But where I work, it's not legal. My name would be the Magic Garden, though.
Magic Garden.
I'm not a weed. I'm not a pie. I don't smoke or whatever. Kudos to you guys who are legal. But yeah, no, I'm just a magic garden. That's it. You can call me the magic garden. That's about
You're gonna have to just have a show about like legal and laws. Cause I mean, you gotta respect some laws, you know. And it's just funny how that go, right? How like you could literally be driving in this country in one state where the law is one thing, but then enter another state and it'd be a whole different game, you know? Whole
what different
What
up, Rashad?
Show.
Good morning.
Good Hi, morning.
Room. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday. I went through that strain list and dude.
You ain't like it?
My guy.
Chill
I
black.
Don't know shit. I don't know shit when it comes to weed. All I know, that shit gonna get me high? Light it up. Roll it up.
Huh.
Let's go. But like, these names, I'm just like, what the fuck is this? I could never tell you the name of nothing. No. Someone tries to tell me the name of some weed, and I'm like, all right, cool. Like, it's just in one ear and out the other. I don't give a fuck. It don't mean nothing to me. I'm like, is it gonna get me high? Okay.
Right.
Dope. That's all I needed to know. Okay? And yes, I can roll. I can roll a joint. I can roll a Philly. I can roll a blunt. It don't matter. Just what do you need me to roll? I can do it. Okay. I don't want to. I usually got people that do that for me.
Oh.
But I can.
Okay. Shout out to those that know. Remind me of my man Chop. Rest in peace. Actually, I shouldn't say that. He was more so on my side, but it sounded like something about that reminded me of. But I don't know, man. Like, I feel like wine heads, right? People that like to drink wine. I'll probably be one of those. I'm going to definitely be one of them old niggas drinking too much wine, eating sweets when I'm not supposed to and shit. I'm sure they're like, this is a 1988. You know, like, they like to fucking specify what the fucking red wine is and shit. And red wine is delightful. I ain't going to lie, man. I'm just not there yet. I feel like I had a girlfriend poison me off red wine, and ever since then I was like, man, fuck that shit. I was out that joint blabbing, telling my business, being all fucking, didn't even realize I was drunk and a skunk before I know it. It was wild, yo.
Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life.
That's what I'm saying.
I know, I see some of y'all. Look,
that's what I'm saying. Shout out to that Lorati Flames.
Hello, everybody. Hello. I'm your dentist, Lorati.
Okay.
Look here. I know you saw the weed in the front. Did you get some? We've been smoking it all morning. And the assistants, they've been getting them some. I got me a real good hit. I'm about to work on your teeth this morning. Okay? Hey, first person's up. Roy True. Yeah, that's you, buddy. That's you. Come on. Come on in here. I got you. Did I say I'm going to pull some teeth? I got you mixed up with somebody else. No. I got you. I know you're just doing the cleaning, right? Okay. All right. Let's go. And then who's next after that? Scruff, you're next. Yeah. We're gonna work on some teeth today.
Oh, my God. That message was brought to you by Lorati Flames, sounding like an anti-cannabis message. Now, here's the funny thing about that. I've always heard that. I remember in school, they would be like, do you want the guy that's working on your car? Well, you know what? The guy that's working on your car probably is smoking bud. They'd be like, do you want the guy that's working on your teeth? You'd be surprised. I want the guy that's working on my teeth, working on my health, to be as comfortable as he's got to be. So if that means he got to take 4 bong rips, hey, man, so be it. And you would be more shocked at what drugs your dentist is probably on. Oh, yeah. Them niggas be having drugs, okay? Don't get it twisted, all right? I know they got professional degrees and prestigious lives with that, and we appreciate them, but they is people just like us. They is liable to be on drugs too. And that was an unfortunate, outdated, stereotypical rendition of what weed and marijuana and cannabis does to you.
What's happening? Good morning, Stereo Live from the DMV. Shout out to our host, Rashad Radio. It's a Wednesday. You know what? Be kind today. You know, I'm going to be kind. No doo-doos today. Just, you know, keep it mellow. Only fit. Rashad's talking about weed, which I have no interest in. But shout out to the building. Hope everybody's well. What up, though? What up?
Damn, man. No interest in. Interesting. Now, TBS is somebody who I feel like doesn't need it, but it would be interesting to get that man stoned and put him on a podcast. See what the fuck he says on his Manosphere shit. What y'all think? What you think, Scruff?
What up, Rashad? You know who it is. Your boy Scruff, live from Alabama. Damn, dude, it's like Alabama. 37 degrees out here. Fucking, this is That's great.
Brickers.
Wearing a winter jacket. Yeah, what's up? Wu-Tang Wednesday. Much love. Let's fucking go.
That's the call of the Wu. We got Wu-Tang. We got Isabella dropping rhymes on the Criminology track. Just for some Wu-Tang knowledge, man. Just because some of y'all might not know. She's still up in here. Shout out to La Leona. Oh, she rolled out. But that beat that she was rapping on is a classic off Raekwon's Only Built for Cuban Links album. The song's called Criminology. And yeah, that shit was very welcomed.
And grand rising to everyone. Rashad Radio, best radio station on the planet. No, Rashad, I'm not doing this damn generator, because the last generator gave me a name that I'm not going to mention. And if you go and look for it and try to call me that name, I'm going to get you. Anybody in the audience, don't do it.
Oh, who's that name that you had to share with somebody? So then you got all salty, like, I'm going to take my ball, I'm going home with it.
My weed strain is Frosted Classic Candy Kush. I like that shit.
That sounds good.
Definitely try that shit. Much love. Let's go.
Yeah. Frosted Classic Candy Kush. Got me on the motherfucking mush. I don't even know what that is, but my girl don't need the dush, but your girl do, because the shit smell like, Wu-Tang, killer bees. Man, I'm tripping, please. I'm sorry, y'all. Man, I've been running late this morning, but I'm pulling up just in time. Service is acting up a little bit. I hear the joint cutting, but hopefully it's nothing for too long. I'm getting to y'all messages. Happy hump day to y'all. October 19th, 2022. Libra season. Out there to all Libras. You know, it's my homie Paulie's birthday. I mentioned that early. Happy birthday to him. I feel like there's somebody else that I'm forgetting who has the same birthday with him. That shit always irritates me. It'll be like the end of the day. I'm like, I should have said happy birthday to that nigga, dope. If y'all got any Libras, y'all want to shout out. Y'all want to tell me what your weed name is. You want to tell me anything you got to say about cannabis sativa. Today's the day. A Wu-Tang Wednesday, weed strain Wednesday, all right?
Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights.
Fuck those goddamn lights. Ain't that about a bitch? I don't know. I remember that shit was funny. This classic Cat Williams, right? But I do feel like the new age of comedians is going to come out of this, like, socially woke, quote unquote, soft ass generation. I'm interested to see what the pothead comedians are going to be like. I mean, will comedy survive in this little fucking hysteria? I feel for comedians, honestly. Comedians, you can't, and people that try to even like flirt with humor, man, you better be careful out here in this fucking. Did he just say what I think he said, world?
I get random drug tested at work. We have random drug testing at
that
work.
That sucks.
And I did get popped for it one time. I got pulled for a random drug test. And you don't need to know how, but a bitch passed it. Okay? I'm going to pass it again if I get popped again. Okay?
Damn. Excuse me. Look at that sneaky ass shit. I'm telling y'all, man. Women, they be having magic that low key, I'm a paranoid ass Scorpio nigga, man. I used to think that women all knew amongst each other and they just never told men, right, that they're able to hear thoughts. I used to think that shit because I'd be like, how the fuck? Sometimes my mom would know some shit. Sometimes my girl would be knowing shit. And I'd just be like, man, they gotta be fucking Like, I know I didn't tell nobody nothing. How the fuck do you fucking know something? Why are you over here acting like you think you know something? They be knowing shit, y'all. I'm telling y'all, that's why you have to just accept it and appreciate it. You know what I mean? I'm in the building. Let me see what the fucking Wi-Fi's on. Open and closing it. The motherfucking app said, hello! Well, hello, everybody. I'm back, and it's Rashad Radio on a Wu-Tang Wednesday. Weed Strains, live from Maryland. Good morning, stereo. Yo! They need to put my voice on that joint, huh? Did y'all answer my damn sound bites? I ain't gonna lie. Y'all sound bite participation, I'd be like, where they at, though? Where they at, though? Where they at, though?
I can teach anyone how to roll a good J. I mean, I can roll freehand too, but that dollar bill trick, dollar bills, y'all. Roll perfect J almost every time. Much love. Let's go.
How about this? Can you roll while you're driving? Can you roll a J while you're driving? I need to know.
Yeah, shout out Rashad. Rashad drive trucks for a living. Smoking weed would be stupid. Yeah. Plus, that was never my thing. I do smoke cigars, though. A good cigar is a good time, I'm trying to tell you. Life is stressful, but that's just not my way. So, respect to everybody who do. Grew up a bunch of weed heads, so shout out to the building.
Nah, it's cool too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I never would say that a Bama that don't blow is lame because he don't smoke, you know? I just want everybody to be able to smoke. I don't think just because you're a truck driver, that should matter. I guess, what do they consider that, driving under the influence? But I bet you people drive better. Sorry, I do not condone.
Okay, I will say I use weed kind of haphazardly, but there's a lot of people who could definitely use it. I know they can. And I don't have a problem with them using it.
Right.
On the coffee tip, I do drink coffee. I do use it to help me focus in the morning. So, everybody does it for a different reason, but it does start with likes, I guess. But in the space of weed, I think there are people who can benefit from it. And they knew before it was, accepted in the world as medical. So I guess I think if somebody needs it, or it helps them make it through the day, or if they just like it, they can go for it.
I should look it up while I got y'all, but not on my work computer. All the damn reasons people might quote unquote use it. You know what I mean? For some people can't sleep, man. I don't have that problem. I go to fuck to sleep, y'all. Some people don't use the bathroom regular. I don't have no problems in the bathroom. Some people got stupid, crazy headaches. Yo, I feel bad for those people. For real. You never know what somebody got, man. Sometimes people are like, you know what I'm saying? Just having migraines and shit.
Man, it sucks for me since I've been able to smoke since 98.
Damn!
Something happened in 99, I became a cop, so yeah, I was not able to smoke my whole career. And then after I quit, I came out to work at this company where they drug test, so I decided I'm gonna wait till I retire, then I'm gonna get all blazed up, tore up from the floor up every day, man.
That's hilarious. Yeah, pues,
bueno, muchos saludos para todos los que encuentran allá dando la vuelta aquí en el radio. Que pase la mañana muy buena.
You already know, tú sabes, mi amigo. I'll smoke for you. In the meantime, in between time, it's your boy Rashad Sadiq. This is Rashad Radio, and I ain't gonna fake, man. I'm not ready for this wintertime. This cold weather that we had this morning kind of turned me off with my cannabis rituals in the morning. So maybe I'll change for y'all. Y'all making me feel like I need to just grow up or something. Yo, man. Chop Master Truth this morning with the jams, keeping me on my toes. I got here on time and, you know, no coffee. It's all good. But wait till I get my Think Coffee back on. I want y'all to see if we notice a complete difference in the energy levels of the show, because I feel like I'm still kind of like at my house, y'all. I don't even really feel like ready to go to work. But I'm glad y'all hung out with me, man, and came through on this Wu-Tang Wednesday. We got some more messages before we get up on out of here.
I love Chop Master. That you did it with the red wine. Rashad, that's just like a magical juice, though. What does she do? She put a spell on you with the red wine? Be careful what you're drinking in these streets, okay?
I'm telling man. Yeah, yo, be careful who you drinking it with. I definitely came over there to get freaky, right? And sure enough, we got freaky, right? But it felt like nothing like I've never remembered in my life, young. Like I remember, I feel like I blacked out or some shit. I feel like one moment we were drinking, because we definitely were blowing tree with it. We were drinking, having a merry old time. Next thing you know, we in bed. And then, like, after we were in bed, I thought I remembered us arguing. And I feel like I don't want to get too much into the details. But look, to each his own. One day we'll have the cannabis versus alcohol conversation. Just not today, because I see a increasingly strong and strength Karen approaching me. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this one up a little early. Appreciate y'all coming through.
Oh, Rashad, you want to say? All right. TBS, you need some weed-infused something with your do-do-do ass. It'll come out like, do-do-do. No, I can't roll while I drive, man. Multitasking is not my strong suit.
That's okay.
What's up? Let's go.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, it's probably safer not to do that. Listen, I'm gonna get on out of here, y'all. Sorry to make it a short show, but I can see something I gotta take care of early. So peace and love, don't push a shove. Be better than you was yesterday. And nobody loves you when you're whack. It's good morning, cereal out from Maryland. I'm gone.